Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Was we focused efforts originally on the east-west runway that had the issue, and we converted back to the north-south runway that had a construction constraint to it. And the reason we did that was we felt it would be quicker to get that runway operational, even though it was under construction constraints with the taxiway right next to it. We did that, and we were able to get that runway up and running.
This is Matt Coughlin, the airport director, former commanding officer at Whiting Field, former assistant county administrator, and I guess briefly county administrator. I can't remember, as we quickly shuffled through a lot of them at one point a couple of years ago for Escambia County. But talking about the lighting issues, obviously the electrical fire and the underground conduiting that took care of the lighting for the runway. And then, you know, they had the north-south runway was up and running. And, that was kind of the replacement one. But one thing that he wanted to mention, and now they're back to the east-west runway is handling most everything because it's like 90% functional. One thing he wanted to mention, I thought this was an important point, is what's your impression of what happened at the airport? Was the airport like shut down and not functioning at all? Because if that's your picture, that's not what actually happened. And he wanted to make a note of that yesterday or on Monday.
And so we had minimal time. We lost 7 total flights due to cancellations, out of about 140. I know in the media it pressed it like we were closed. We weren't. As a matter of fact, our passenger counts for those 2 days that were impacted were 8% above last year, which was a record year.
So we did more business even with the runway issues than we had done last year, and the number of cancellations was actually very small. And now when I heard him say that, my first thought was, yeah, but a lot of people had delays. A lot of people were, highly inconvenienced. A lot of people were angry and frustrated and confused. And even though it might not have been, a total shutdown, it certainly was not, except at night, that still it was the kind of thing where it didn't go well. And, of course, I should have known better because, Matt's a really good guy. He's a cable guy. And, of course, the very next words out of his mouth were,
so we were never shut down. However, obviously there's inconvenience with that. We never want to see that, and we always strive to do better than that.
Exactly. So good job for, figuring out the right thing that needed to be said.
Currently, our east-west runway that was most problematic, just got an update a few minutes ago. We look like we're about 90% of that light in. But it was a major casualty to the system. Pretty good fire.
Yeah, pretty big deal. And he kind of is a little bit interesting to hear him talk about this, how, he's not an electrical person. He's a mechanical engineer, and how, electrical stuff is, scary to him.
And there's a reason by training I'm a mechanical engineer and not electrical engineer, because electricity scares me. But they're very complicated systems. And so whether we don't know the cause of it, whether it was lightning, could be a host of other reasons, but we'll investigate that. Our main purpose now is to get everything 100%.
Right, absolutely. Well done. So, you don't notice the functionality difference right now, but of course, there is still quite a bit of work to be done. And eventually they'll get that north-south runway back in regular use. They're not using it anymore now because they have the east-west has got the light, so it can operate at night. 6:14 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I was telling you earlier about this tropical typhoon, this major mega typhoon that is like attacking Guam right now. It's a Category 5. The concern had been 15 to 20 possibly feet of storm surge. An eye of the center of the storm, which is like 17 miles wide, and the size of Guam is only about double or triple that. And so you basically had the whole eye, could be most of the island. And I was looking at the radar just a little bit ago. It did miss the island, so the eye is not making landfall, but it's hammering Guam right now. I mean, it's just really, really, really bad. And, it missed it to the north, which, theoretically that's a little bit better. That's not the dirty side of the storm. East side of the storm is the dirty side of the storm, and it missed it kind of to the northeast. But it is just getting pounded right now. And the Marianas, too, by the way. The Northern Marianas are right in that vicinity as well. So we won't really know how bad this storm is for Guam until, you know, later today at earliest. And I think there it's night right now, if I have my my time zones about right. So, you know, getting hammered at night is never a good thing. 437-1620 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
I'm not showing any slowdowns or delays right now. Taking a look at I-10, I-110, not showing any problems there. Of course, still watching East Bay Boulevard in Navarre. Close south of Cobble Drive, part of the ongoing drainage improvement project, but it looks like they're going to extend that. Now, that is through the end of the month, and then they're going to extend that part of East Bay Boulevard as they continue to work on that drainage. If you have traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The good news is that the closure keeps moving. So
yeah,
you're
so
seeing
that drainage
progress.
It's just going to be amazing,
yeah,
man.
It's going to be
Check
fantastic.
Out this drainage.
Look at these drains you don't see.
That's
exactly right. Hey, if you are thinking about selling a home, you know, you hear me talk about Christina Leavenworth all the time. Sells homes quickly, gets you through the process. You know, in a day or two is common. Above list price is common. They know how to stage it. She knows how to get you the very best price for your home, which is something you really want, especially in an environment where it's a little bit tight like right now. But because I talk so much about the selling, I think, you know, probably I have done you a disservice over the years talking about her that I don't talk enough about help buying a home. And especially if you're a new buyer, like a first-time buyer, or even if you're just thinking about it, because, you know, on the buyer's side, she's a fantastic resource because she obviously knows how to get deals all the way through, but she knows what the sellers are looking for. She understands the seller's mindset, and so she can relate to the seller better and get you, you know, the win, basically, on getting that house. But I remember when we bought our first house, and, you know, we had a real estate agent, you know, and... I wish I'd have had Christina Leavenworth. She was fine, but like, I remember some of the challenges and difficulties. And what I know about Christina is that she will hold your hand all the way through. She will help you figure things out and understand what's going on and answer your questions and just make sure that it all gets done. And so, especially on that first one where you really don't know what you're doing at all, she's a tremendous resource to have working on your behalf. So if you are thinking about buying a home, like you're a renter and you're thinking about buying, or you have friends who are thinking about buying and for the first time, man, no better place to start than with Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. 723-9158.
Are you ready to start saving money on your energy bill? Join Compass Solar Energy today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Compass Solar has been locally owned and operated here in the Pensacola area for over 20 years, and they are Northwest Florida's premier solar company. Call in with your questions as we all navigate through the rising cost of energy today at 9 with Compass Solar Energy and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure, and the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey, so grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Carr City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit the friendly folks at Coastal Machinery, now with 40 years in business. Locations in Pensacola and Crestview.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel this Friday at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them this Friday at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
Hans Briggs, oh no! Oh, hello, great to see you again, Hans.
You know it's time for at least a little bit of personal mourning when you go into the grocery store and they're playing Nine Inch Nails on the soft rock, you know,
the Muzak. I know, it's like a knife in the heart.
I was so excited one time. We were on a trip back to St. Louis, and you know when you're driving and you know you're flipping through channels to try to find whatever's available now and wherever you're driving. And somebody was playing Nine Inch Nails on the radio. I'm like, oh, cool. And then they're like, classic rock, 95. Oh, man.
It is. It's like a knife in the heart.
That's not right.
Here's that old band you used to like.
Imagine the
it's
folks.
It's a guy. It's one guy.
Imagine the folks who are like, yeah, brother, but Dire Straits was my band. 621 on News Radio 92.3.
Well, that's different. That's old.
Yeah, that's old, right? David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
GOP negotiators say there's a significant gap between Republicans and Democrats in the debt ceiling negotiations. Still, Republican Representative Garrett Graves of Louisiana telling reporters that until the White House recognizes it's a spending problem, there will continue to be a gap in those negotiations. A group of Chinese citizens suing the state of Florida over a law that bans them from buying property in some parts of the state. The law, which is set to take effect in July, prevents people from foreign countries of concern from buying land and homes within 10 miles of military installations. The lawsuit was filed in federal court. They say the law stigmatizes communities, and the plaintiffs argue that it violates the Fair Housing Act. And a newly released report from the Attorney General of Illinois details decades of child sex abuse by members of the Catholic clergy across the state. That report released yesterday revealing names and detailed information of more than 400 clerics and religious brothers who were accused of abusing 2,000 children over the last 90 years.
This is a story that will never end. This is just a horrible story. You know, and also, just not in any way to be misunderstood as justifying or defending any of this awful behavior, it is worth noting that though the story is always about Catholic abuse and Catholic cover-up and shuffling priests around, not to burst your bubble, but you know that the numbers of abuse among other religious clergy are the same. Like, yeah, the abuse absolutely. Level by, you know, clergy outside of Catholicism is also ridiculously high. Like, it's disgusting. So it's, you know, people, I think sometimes, you know, Protestants sometimes hear this as a Catholic problem. It is not a Catholic problem. You know, they have this problem in the Boy Scouts. You have this problem in, you know, Protestant churches. You have this problem in, you know, schools with kids and daycare. I mean, you just, it gets often portrayed. And again, the Catholic Church did a terrible job of handling this, obviously. But in some ways, other religious institutions have done an even worse job of handling it. And I say it that way because you don't even know it's happening. You haven't heard the story because they've covered it up more effectively. 624 on News Radio 92.3. David, thanks so much for the update. He was talking about the housing stuff. And one of the bills that we haven't really talked much about, I think it's a really interesting one, that Governor DeSantis, I don't think he's signed it yet, but he's kind of got it in his list of, you know, ones that has been sent to him. It's a bill that would make it so that people who are renting, you know, at the lower end of the spectrum would have the option of either giving a deposit or of paying like an ongoing monthly fee in lieu of a deposit as an alternative that they would choose, not as an alternative that the landlord would impose upon them. The reason that's important is because what do we know about people who operate at the lower end of the socioeconomic spectrum? It's hard for them to get a bundle of cash together, right? One of the challenges is, you know, the down payment for a house is hard to acquire, right? 10%, 20%, that's hard for people to put together. But same thing for renters is a lot of times one of the things that keeps them from getting into better housing is, or even just basic housing, is not being able to come up with that 1 to 2 months down deposit, right? And of course, the landlord needs that because people at that end of the spectrum are more likely to cause damage or more less likely to take care of things, so they need that deposit. Well, this bill was designed to give an option, basically to mandate an option that they could tell the potential renter, hey, instead of giving us, you know, first and last and damage security deposit and all of that, you just pay us a fee every month. Now, of course, that's a little bit like renting your rent, if you know what I mean. You're not, you know, because you're not going to get that money back ever at the end. That's the point of it, is you get the convenience of not having to give them an amount. But look, some people just don't have, you know, $3,000 if you're renting a $1,500 a month apartment. Crazy though that sounds, that's common. So they did pass this and send it on to the governor, and I'm expecting he would sign it. It's like maybe a, you know, a $25 monthly fee on a $1,500 a month lease, you know, would be kind of the idea. And so that money would be used to buy an insurance. The rent, the landlord would use that to buy insurance that would help pay for any damage that turns up. And so that's, again, the idea was to make it a little bit easier for people to get into affordable housing. That doesn't solve any of the issues with supply. We know all about that. I'm just saying, I thought this was an interesting proposal, and you know, I hope the governor signs it, because it seems like it would make it just a little bit easier for renters. 626 News Radio 92.3, Candy's got traffic for you.
Roads seem fine right now. We're not showing any slowdowns or delays. Same for your usual areas of congestion, and even then, that's not bad. Not showing anything on 98. It looks like 87 doing just fine, too. Avalon not showing any problems. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, I want to ask you guys something. I don't have a strong lean on this, but I read a really interesting article the other day, and the title of the article was How Tucker Carlson Helped Turn Americans Against the Military. And that might seem like a weird thing, because you would think, you know, Tucker and Fox News generally very pro-military, right? And all true. And, you know, but I think you'd have to kind of, I hate to say it, you'd have to add my name to the same headline in a way, okay? You know, how Andrew McKay helped turn Pensacolians against the military. You say, what? No, here's the argument. The argument is that, and I think it's certainly more true for Tucker than it was ever true for me, but we've talked about some of these things. Because of the focus on the things that military leadership has done stupidly or wrong, and especially in the realm of like the woke stuff and the social experiment stuff, and you know, that whole collage of facts, okay, about the modern military, especially with leadership and making these decisions, that winds up creating in people's minds a negative perception of the military and military service, and winds up making people not want to enlist because they don't want to be a part of the woke leftist military, to the degree that that's true. And, you know, is the pronoun controversy at the Air Force Academy, or the drag shows that Matt Gaetz keeps bringing up in talking with the service chiefs, you know, is that kind of stuff prevalent, common? You know, the Navy having the sailor who was the drag performer on the carrier, right? You know, all of that. Okay, it's not that we're saying anything false. It's that by talking about that stuff a lot, do you perhaps make people not want to serve in the military, because it creates an impression that people with conservative or traditional values are going to be unwelcome in the military the way they might feel unwelcome at, say, highly left-leaning universities? You know, that's kind of the argument, that, you know, it's maybe discouraging recruitment. And I take that seriously, because I don't want to ever be guilty of discouraging recruitment. Now, I know the defense is going to go something like this, or the response is going to say, well, if the military leadership weren't doing such dumb things, then we wouldn't be put in a position of having to report on them changing the names of bases, you know, and the military going woke on this stuff and naming ships after people that, you know, that, like, if they weren't doing the dumb stuff, then we wouldn't have to be talking about them doing the dumb stuff, and then people wouldn't have to hear about them doing the dumb stuff, and then people would be more willing to go into the military. True. And it's certainly not, you know, Tucker's job or Matt Gaetz's job or my job to, you know, kind of protect the reputation of the military from its own bad behavior, okay? But I read the article and I thought, well, crap. You know, I certainly don't want that to be true, but there is a sense in which I think that traditional military folks, traditional values folks, and I know some personally who have decided, well, I'm not going to join because I don't want to be a part of all of that. And that's a sad thing because the percentage of people who are willing to serve in the military tends to be much higher among those people. And if you're making those people not want to join, that's one of the challenges facing the recruiting shortages, right? 6:30 on News Radio 92.3. David, what do you have coming up, sir?
An armed man was arrested after a car chase yesterday. More after Fox.
Fox News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy tells a closed-door meeting of his fellow Republicans a deal is nowhere close on raising the nation's debt limit to avoid default, maybe in 8 days. They want spending cuts.
It is truly a spending problem.
But
they have yet to specifically identify anything that they would cut.
Montana Republican Steve Daines and Washington Democrat Adam Smith on Fox. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis jumping into the Republican presidential race today. His wife, Casey, posted a video teasing the announcement.
The Florida governor apparently choosing to make his announcement of a presidential run on Twitter during a conversation with Twitter CEO Elon Musk.
And that's Fox's Jonathan Hunt. That audio-only Twitter chat starts at 6 p.m. Eastern. He'll be on Fox at 8 p.m. Eastern. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3, 66, mostly cloudy right now in Pensacola. A large vocal crowd attended a public forum last night at a Pensacola church. They were expressing some concern over the firing of Escambia School District Superintendent Dr. Tim Smith earlier this month, and also that his second-in-command was not offered the role of interim superintendent.
I don't want to say race, but you can't rule it out. I would say that if she's the deputy superintendent and you get rid of the superintendent, which I think that was wrong, in our profession, the next person in line move up to carry on until you fulfill that slot.
And that is Greater Truvine Baptist Church pastor Isaac Williams. Some in that crowd last night concerned that race may have played a role in Deputy Superintendent Sheena Payne being passed over for the interim superintendent job. School board member Patty Hightower says it's board policy to appoint a new replacement when the current superintendent is fired or quits, and says race did not factor into that decision. An armed man arrested after leading FHP troopers and Escambia County deputies on a car chase yesterday.
So I figured, well, they're going to pull firearms on him and get him out of the car. But that didn't happen. He jumped out some, I don't know how he done it. And I look, next thing I know, he's about 100 feet past the intersection.
And that witness talked with Channel 3 about it. Channel 3 actually had video crews in the area as that chase was unfolding there. It ended at the intersection of Beverly Parkway and North W Street. A trooper slammed into the suspect vehicle. The suspect has now been identified as Antonio White. He's facing multiple charges, including reckless driving, possession of a firearm by a felon, and resisting arrest. Florida Highway Patrol says a 29-year-old Marine is now in critical condition after a head-on crash on Gulf Beach Highway yesterday. Troopers say that happened about 1 o'clock at Vakaya Drive. A Dodge Ram pulled out onto Gulf Beach Highway from a construction site. Investigators say the driver's vision was blocked by construction equipment that was parked on the shoulder of the road. When he pulled out onto the street, he hit the Marine, who was riding his motorcycle, hit him head-on. The driver of the Dodge Ram cited for failure to yield. Well, it's a sure sign of summer. Beach trolleys are going to be back soon on Pensacola Beach.
The free open-air trolley service will be back in time for Memorial Day weekend, starting this Friday. The trolley is operated by ECAD and will run daily from 4 p.m. to midnight through Labor Day, September 4th. The three trolleys operate concurrently, with an eastern route running from Casino Beach to Portofino, the western route from Casino Beach to Park West, and the commercial core route that runs to Grand Marlin with stops along the new access road and Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. All three are outfitted with a GPS device that allows you to keep track in real time. You can do that by scanning the QR code at each trolley stop or by texting SRIA and the trolley stop number to 41411. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
Thank you very much, Joe. And now let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Looks like we have a text in here, a minor fender bender. This is at Pinecone at 9 Mile, causing traffic to be backed up. That's the only thing that I'm seeing right now. We're not showing any other accidents or slowdowns right now. Pinecone at 9 Mile Drive, and that's it. Certainly, if you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
A nice warm and humid day today with temperatures topping out in the low 80s. Small chance of an afternoon shower, otherwise partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping into the 60s. A beautiful weather weekend. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And right now, cloudy and 67 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, 65 in Milton. Our next news at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I guess
Phoenix
that was
so far there. Is the only major metro area where a robo-taxi operates throughout most of the city, although Waymo and GM unit crews are vying to run similar autonomous services in San Francisco. United Airlines is expanding its footprint at its Denver hub, adding more than 24 new flights and 6 new routes. As part of the plans, the Chicago-based carrier will double the number of early morning departures and late evening arrivals in and out of Denver International this summer. Anthropic, an artificial intelligence startup backed by Google parent Alphabet, says it's raised $450 million, taking its valuation to $4 billion. Anthropic, which was founded by former executives from Microsoft-backed OpenAI, says its AI systems are safe because they would not tell users how to build weapons or use racially biased language. And that's your money now.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CES for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life, from carpooling kids to work to friends and everything in between. You have to get sleep and a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements, learning how you sleep so you learn to sleep better night after night. Sleep next level, only from Sleep Number. And now during our Memorial Day sale, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed, plus free home delivery when you add a base. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
if you're air drumming or foot drumming or both, you're our people.
That's just such a hard song. And, oh my God.
You know what's funny is I have so much respect for Alex because Alex Van Halen, because I've heard these songs, I don't know, 1,000 times. Mm-hmm. You know, right?
Right. Easy.
And I still can't get the drum part right.
It's so hard, man. I wouldn't say he's underrated because everybody's like, right, oh, yeah, Alex Van Halen, but my
I mean, I can
gosh.
Be moving around, but any drummer would be like, no, that's not right, sir.
Oh, it's so hard. Even just the big number.
That's right. 640 on News Radio 92.3 last night. An interesting meeting. Channel 3 was doing good coverage of this meeting at the Isaac Williams of Great True Vine Baptist Church. And, you know, some of the comments they had about the dismissal of Tim Smith last week.
We're not happy about the decision the school board made the other evening. There's a right way to do right. And if they intended to do right, you don't do it in the cloak of darkness at the 11th hour.
Ooh, yeah, no, that's accurate. I agree about that. You know, have it be on the agenda, have it be noticed, and be willing to engage in a conversation about, because it was just very inartfully done by Board Chair Fetsko when he, you know, basically had the termination and didn't think through the implications very well, as Bill Slayton correctly pointed out. And then it wasn't just the firing, like that was one part, okay? But it was the who goes in to replace him. And they decided, he decided, and then he had enough people with him to go for Keith Leonard, who, my understanding, and I don't know Keith, I've never met him, I don't have nothing to say about him or Shayna Payne, I don't have any opinion. What I have been told is that basically he was put into the position of being a director like very late in the process when Tim Smith got hired. And the theory there was that, you know, that made him eligible, you know, so he was like not really even eligible prior to that. I don't know whether he'd be a good one. I'm just going back in the history. And of course, their concern last night was that Sheena Payne is like, well, she's the deputy. Why wouldn't the deputy be the person that you would have take over for Tim Smith? Why would you leapfrog her and put this other person in instead? Which I think that is a fair concern.
We're not happy about the...
Sorry, that was the one I just played. Here you go.
No one on that school board has children in the school system. So do you really care about our children, or this political?
That's also a concern, the age. I mean, I don't think you're disqualified from it, but remember I told you I was watching that funny talking about the furries in Brevard County.
Yes.
And they had their dysfunction too. It's a reminder that our local boards that are messed mm-hmm. up, everybody's messed up everywhere. But what I was stunned by was the age of the participants. You know, everybody up there looked like they were the parents of a junior high, probably grade school to high school age person, you know, meaning that they had kids. And I don't think you have to have kids in the school district in order to be on the board. But there's something about that investment that makes sense, you know, sure. as opposed to your grandkids or your goodness, great-grandkids being, right. you know, in the school district.
Was it Malcolm Thomas that was before?
Malcolm Thomas was the superintendent before.
Yeah, uh-huh. And he had kids going through That's the school right. system. He would That's just right. go pop in and check on them.
And I think by the time he was done, he had grandkids.
Grandchildren,
That's
right.
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 But back to this conversation last night, Patty Hightower responding kind of the concerns, again, talking to Channel 3.
There is in the policy that if the superintendent becomes incapacitated or, you know, has a long visit in the hospital or something, that the deputy takes over in that case. But when a superintendent leaves, whether they're terminated or they leave on their own, it says in policy that the board will appoint an interim.
Yeah, but that's not a response, really. What she's saying is that the argument, well, this was the deputy, therefore she should become the interim. What she's saying is that, well, the deputy's there for emergencies, absences, and things like that, but the deputy, you still have to appoint somebody whenever you get rid of the superintendent. Okay, technically true, but, you know, remember we had this big discussion over when Tommy Leiter left PPD as the chief, and Kevin Christman was the deputy chief, and Grover, instead of having Kevin become the chief, he went out and did a whole search and found now Chief Randall, right? A lot of people who did not like that very much because Chrisman was supposed to be the next chief. That was the reason you have a deputy. Grover's argument at the time was, he wasn't deputy long enough. So he didn't have enough, you know, experience at that. That's the argument. Well, I don't think anybody can make that argument about Ms. Payne. You know, she's certainly been around long enough. So why would you go outside of that normal path of, you know, succession? Now, she's saying, well, we don't have to follow that path. Yeah, well, then why do you have her as the deputy to begin with? You know, if you really wanted this other person to be, you know, the deputy, then make him, why isn't Keith Leonard the deputy? So, unfortunately, and I say that because this is where these conversations sometimes go, Isaac Williams, a black pastor, you know, Keith is white, and, you know, Sheena is black, and so...
I don't want to say race, but you can't rule it out. I would say that if she's the deputy superintendent and you get rid of the superintendent, which I think that was wrong, that in our profession, the next person in line move up to carry on until you fulfill that slot.
And when the next person in line is a black woman and you pass her up to go for a white guy, that's what gives that appearance. I certainly hope that's not true, and I don't believe that to be true about, you know, Paul Fetsko or about Kevin Adams. I think it'd be hard to make the case that that's true about David Williams, who was one of those were the three who voted for this change. But I understand why that raises a question for people. You know, is it because she's a woman? Is it because she's black? Is it because she's a black woman? You know, let's hope not. I mean, certainly let's hope not.
She's homegrown. She has proven to be a woman of integrity and leadership. I certainly think that she should be the forerunner in their consideration.
Yeah, so they didn't do it properly getting rid of him, even if it might have been the right decision. They didn't really do it properly with the notice. They didn't do it properly with who they picked to be the interim and not really explaining or even allowing good conversation about that decision. So they're having this special meeting coming up next week. I don't know how much of this is going to get remedied at that meeting, but, you know, I tend to think you need to have reasons to prove racism or sexism. Just because it could be racism or sexism, that's not a justification for bringing up that issue. But, you know, still, so much of this stuff was done so badly that I understand why people start to have these questions. Let me just put it that way. Again, I'm not saying their questions are right. I'm not saying that the sort of implied allegations are right. I'm sympathetic to why they would react that way. 647 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
And this is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. They want you to know that the Florida watermelon is in season right now. You can learn more at followfreshfromflorida.com from the Florida Department of Agriculture. That one accident looks like it has been moved off to the side. Watch for emergency vehicles. Pinecone Drive and 9 Mile Road in Cantonment showing an accident. It was backed up a little bit on 9 Mile. Looks like that has been cleared. But again, watch for emergency vehicles. Hey, traffic tips, text them in now, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Kenny. Somebody just texted me and said, you know, make no mistake, you know, Mr. Leonard is like their guy. Like, you know, kind of one of the group. You know, somebody that they know and trust and believe in. Again, with Keith and Paul, it's Kevin and Paul, what they trust. I think that's more likely the answer, you know, and she's not for whatever reason, you know, and that's different from saying racism. That's different from saying sexism. That's still not the best way to make decisions. You know, we know somebody, we're familiar with somebody. That's our buddy. You know what I mean? Like, that's not a good way to make a decision, but that's different from saying that it's because of either of these two isms, right? 648 News Radio 92.3. If you've got a home improvement project that you want to work on, look, there's no better place to go than Pensacola Hardware. Like, they've been around since 1851. And that's a hard thing to wrap your brain around. Before the Civil War, older than Levi's. You know, they've been around for a long time. I know, the oldest business in the entire state of Florida, one of the oldest businesses in the United States. So they are a long time around, and they have been helping people just like you by answering your questions and showing you which stuff you needed and how to do it properly and what the law requires if it's a code-related issue, you know, all of that kind of stuff. And when you go there, and I kind of dare you, like, challenge you. Like, if you've not been there, I mean, do it one time just for the fun of it. You're like, why would I go to? No, just trust me. Trust me. There's a reason that people talk differently about Pensacola Hardware than any other hardware store anywhere else they have ever been. Because when you go, you're going to be like, oh, well, all right, I see. So maybe just trust me and go there for a minute and see if it's not true. Right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street, Pensacola Hardware.
There's something new at Pete Boer Imports, and you need to experience it. The Volkswagen 2023 ID.4 EV is in stock and waiting for you to enjoy the smooth, quiet, and impressively powerful ride it offers. If you haven't experienced an EV yet, make sure you stop by and see how the Volkswagen ID.4 EV will absolutely impress even the most discerning drivers. And while you're at Pete Boer Imports, check out the 2023 Taos S, now from $26,226. and the Tiguan S from $28,576. And both are available with a low APR rate of 1.9 for 36 months. The Atlas Cross Sport SE is in stock and priced from $36,161. And it's available with financing at 3.9% for 60 months. It's all new this month at Beadmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Beadmore Imports, New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Enroll today in summer or fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free. PSC offers over 350 scholarships and more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that best works for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for summer or fall classes today online at pensacolastate.edu. Go here, get there, Pensacola State College.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Informative news and talk. Local news and talk. And dependable news and talk. Now on the FM dial at 95.3.
Average for a gallon of gas, $3.56. Florida is $3.38, 18 pennies better, so that's good, except that it's still $3.36 a gallon. Mississippi, $2.99, inching up a little bit. California, $4.81. In Navarre, prices have gone up substantially, 12 cents since yesterday, I think. $3.19 east and west at both Walmarts. Foot of the Garcon Point Bridge, $3.16. Elsewhere, as high as $3.30 in Tiger Point at the Liberty Station. So don't go there, not today or not right now. $3.30, and not them particularly, just, you know, some places are higher, some places are lower. $3.39 in Gulf Breeze proper. $3.11, that's still a little bit lower at the CEFCO in Milton. $3.19 at the Murphy in Pea Ridge, and $3.17 at the Raceway in Pace. If you get over into Pensacola, looks like $3.05 at the Neighborhood Market Walmart on 9 Mile. $3.34, good Lord, why the split? That's not even a good price. Instead, go to the Raceway on West 9 Mile, that's $3.19. Just habitually, it's always the other one. Coming in from the southwest side, 306 of the CEFCO at Pace and Fairfield. These gas prices are brought to you by Pete Moore Volkswagen with the lowest out-there price on your next new Volkswagen, PeteMooreImports.com. 654 on News Radio 92.3, David Wayne has our headlines. David?
A Missouri man who drove a rented U-Haul truck into the White House barriers due in court today. The 19-year-old was arrested Monday night just hours after flying into Dulles International Airport, renting the truck. Authorities say a search of that truck turned up a Nazi flag, but no weapons. The TSA says they're ready for the summer travel season. That kicks off on Friday. NBC's Tom Costello with more.
If you're traveling this week or over Memorial Day, Thursday, Friday, and Tuesday will be the busiest. If you're traveling over the summer, book now. Domestic fares are already starting to peak out here for all airlines.
And the TSA says they're expecting roughly 10 million people flying around over the weekend. Jeff Bridges gave an update on his health. He was recently diagnosed with cancer and then came down with a bad case of COVID-19. The Academy Award winner talked with the AARP recently, and he says his first season filming the FX show The Old Man, he was apparently filming a bunch of fight scenes, not realizing he had cancer. He began chemotherapy in January of 2021 and then got a bad case of COVID because of his immune system was weakened by the cancer treatment. But he says that tumor has now shrunk all the way down to the size of a marble. So apparently he's doing a lot better.
And the dude's not allowed to be like sick, man. That's not good at all.
That's just your opinion, man.
Yeah, that's just
but
your
opinion. But no, I hate that.
I know, exactly. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 655 News Radio 92.3 Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so I'm listening about Jeff Bridges. One accident this morning, and it looks like it has been cleared off. Pinecone and 9 Mile in Cantonment. It was a little backed up onto 9 Mile a little earlier. Cleared up now, but certainly watch for emergency crews on scene. Certainly if you see an accident or a slowdown, let us know if you have traffic tips. 437-1620. You can text it in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this business with, you know, Target. You know, they've been doing the Pro-T particularly in the acronym string, the LGBTQ+2SIA. No, those are all actual ones. Anyway, that the T one is one that's got them into trouble. And now on a conference call yesterday, because of concerns about being Bud Lighted, really, that's the new phrase, that they are moving their big pro-lesbian and pro-trans displays off the main area. And this includes like the, you know, the tuck your stuff swimwear for men who want to be women and for kids. And just anyway, that stuff's being moved in the back. Okay, because of their concern about not being Bud Lighted. Meanwhile, interesting, do you remember when transvestitism was funny in the 90s? When Bud Light ran the ads, the ladies' night ads, where the men would dress up as women in order to get deals on
sure.
Bud Light?
Yeah.
Bud Light, please.
Tonight's ladies' night, and there's a special on Bud Light.
Oh, really?
If you want great taste that won't fill you up and never let you down, make it a Bud Light.
That was...
Oh, no, it's Ted from accounting.
Giving him the look, you remember? That was... That wasn't... But then some of them were so... Like, back when it was okay to be funny, and you say, well, Bud Light was being... No, they weren't. They were making fun. But you remember the one where they came in when it was a pool competition... And the men dressed up as women in order to win the ladies' pool competition to get free Bud Light. That's a little bit too close to home for today, right?
For the great taste that won't fill you up and never let you down, make it a Bud Light.
You're the defending ladies' pool champion?
Yes, I am.
See, it was a guy.
Oh, yes, I am. That's
see?
Right.
Yes. That's, see? Oh, man. You know, and I was reading some of this on Babylon Bee, which is, or not the Bee, which is the factual side of Babylon Bee. Mm-hmm. And they're basically like, man, there's a lot of things from the 90s and 80s that we didn't think were true yet and have. Like in Demolition Man, when everything becomes illegal and just all of this
right.
stuff, it's crazy. Or Trump, you know, being the guy who winds up becoming president.
I remember The Simpsons making a joke about
right,
that. It's
right.
like President Trump. Oh.
6:58 on News. Not that all of these things are the same, but you know that there's
no,
a certain level
no,
of weird, unpredictable absurdity to all of it.
Uh-huh.
6:58, time for
future news.
Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We can't do it until
the music.
Starts. No, I don't know how to start.
That's my bad.
Is the Netflix crackdown on password sharing going to be effective?
I guess we'll know tomorrow, won't we, dude?
We'll know soon enough. I might have first-hand reporting on that. Keith Leonard, Sheena Payne, who's going to wind up being the actual superintendent in Escambia for now?
Leonard.
Yeah, I think so, too. Typhoon Mawar in Guam. How bad is this going to be for Guam?
I hope not at all.
I hope
I know
not, too, but I am. I the level of damage this Category 5 typhoon can inflict is horrendous. Please. Will DeSantis announced today on Twitter with his interview?
Yep, in the afternoon,
Will Trump make a personal petty attack against him?
Of course.
100%.
It'll be hilarious.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.